You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. When you fill up your gas tank, there's a likely chance that gasoline contains ethanol, a biofuel commonly made from corn or other grains. Currently, the state of Florida imports all of its biofuel from other parts of the United States. But that could change thanks to crops being researched at the University of Florida Indian River Research and Education Center in Fort Pierce. It's part of the university's statewide Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, or IFAS. CEO of the Treasure Coast Research Park, Ben DeVries, says creating a biofuel industry in Florida is critical for the state.
So we buy roughly 380 million gallons of biofuel today, but yet Florida doesn't produce 1 gallon that goes into that.
And, he says, the cost is big.
Someone neighbored $700 million to $1 billion.
So the Florida Department of Agriculture's Office of Energy has given the center a farm and fuel grant and a 2-year timeline to get the ball rolling. The IFAS scientists are more than halfway through the project, and Professor of Agriculture and Biological Engineering, Dr. Brian Bowman, is optimistic.
Right now, I think it's looking pretty good. It'll be a very viable industry.
It's a windy day with only a few clouds in the sky. We're in a pickup truck with Dr. Bowman, heading to the field to see the crops that might be used for biofuel.
Okay, so up here's our main field here where we're growing the energy crops, and then behind it...
The 32-acre field is filled with sand. The crops aren't really noticeable. That's because they're grown underground. Only the green leafy vines can be seen on top. What stands out instead is the center pivot irrigation system, which is essentially a 60-foot-long steel structure that works as an overhead sprinkler system. Dr. Bowman says it's a simple system.
But it looks impressive.
Biofuels are produced from starch and sugar. Starch must be converted to sugar, which is converted to fuel. Two crops are being tested. The first is what researchers call energy beets, which are non-edible sugar beets. They can produce twice as much sugar per acre as corn, which is mainly used for biofuel production in the U.S. In addition to producing ethanol, CEO Ben DeVries says the crops can help farmers with unused or unproductive citrus groves.
If you got a bad piece of land, don't give up on it. Put it into beets, and you'll get revenue from it.
The second crop is industrial sweet potatoes, also known with the trademarked name E-tubers. They can produce up to 5 times more starch per acre than corn. Dr. Bowman says they're an ideal crop for Florida.
They're very adapted to the tropics. They like the hot, humid weather. They tolerate wet conditions. They tolerate dry. They tolerate nematodes. So they're relatively easy to grow compared to a lot of other crops.
Plus, he says the E-tubers byproduct is high in protein and can be used as an additive in foods like baby formula. Remember when we came up to the field? All we could see was the crop's vines. Even those can be used for cattle feed. Like most projects, the most important part, Dr. Bowman says, comes down to the dollar.
What are the costs of producing, transporting, converting, and getting it into a final product? And how does that affect the economy of South Florida?
Only time will tell if the yield is worth the effort. Find out more online at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.